Begin the current daf and says the word zera daf samach tes. Begin the base. Begin the last. Begin the words gemara. Hayochim imay al hashulchan mechulah. He was eating with him on the table, etc. Which Taisus says, "Team, it's a wonder because how do you understand this halacha?" But Korcha Mari obviously we're talking about below yidir shemaflik that he didn't tell him that he's going away. Medeshori al adolfki from the fact what's on the cupboards are permitted. The beginning if that's the case, ki amalei nami have a meizik b'shaisi when he tells, "Oh, go ahead, have a drink." Amai also why it's forbidden. He should still be afraid to go ahead and touch it. And if that's the case, why is what's on the shulchan forbidden? The Hashem says, no, the Mekomokim still, since he lets him drink, he's not really afraid. And that's why also on the table it's going to be forbidden. So to the safety, we learn chavis tumis, where he sealed barrels, that, you know, the amount of time that he could open it and then reseal it, it's going to be asur, it's going to be forbidden. Even though he's going to be caught as a thief because he has no rights for the forgery. Come on, the Gemara says later on the Bible, the Nevuzlav Kagan, whenever he's being caught as a thief and permitted, come on, that's what I say. Here it's different. Shomalei, he tells him, have a mazik b'shai, he's to go ahead and drink. He's not too afraid, he lets him drink. So even though he might be caught as a thief, he's not as worried in these cases. That's what's on the Shulchan, it's going to be forbidden, even though he didn't tell him he's going away. Next, this master begins with the words, who do the other might come to Rabban? He just didn't know what the Rabban says. So he's but then we can say, why? Why can't Rabbi Yechon just say simply the bligi b'shel? Bishal tit is the girsa, and it just simply that's the case of it's simple understanding that that's why top and bottom is going to be a problem. Let's tell you something you can say the Gemara Gamil he had a tradition that's going to be by sid, and if you had to say that, oh, he just didn't know. If you say by tit, then it's this, but if it's only by sid, you're right, it's only going to be a problem one way, not both ways. It's just master begin the words the Gemara Beinah, but currently the Kimmelik of Lezer, so we're holding both them. And Belichaishal is Yufa, so then the question is, then what's our problem with giving it to a non Jew? Pishrashi. Rashi explains, "Kibushim liel, we only kibushim liel dolechayish l'shtuma that we're not concerned for plugging it, and it's only the whole thing." And Rav Lez is not concerned with the whole thing. So it says, "Tavari tzrichi." We need both of them to have the Gemara's question. How the kibushim liel leza, the kibushim liel. Why the kibushim liel leza levad? If we only held the kibushim liel, the kibushim liel, how many I would have said didn't eat like only ziyufa. Although we're not concerned for forgery, the Einu Shiel Zekal Maguva, they did take off the whole stopper. The Asa Chesach to make another one in place of the kibushim liel leza Dama that he says like Tarek Mazayev. Person not going to go through such an effort and forge. Come on, make a lemechish l'shtuma, but you have to be still concerned for the sealer that stopper. The like ziyufa, it's not a whole forgery. The kibushim liel levad. Then we only said like holy kibushim liel. Hamimina, I would have thought, say, didn't eat like Shimla Shtumma, though we're not concerned for just making a stop and become a Kamikal Meshul Zupa. We have to be concerned for a forgery, so he has to come a Gufa that he's going to take off the whole cover, be Asa Acher Tachter, make another one in place of it. She's a Kal Yosel Asas, Mestima Shem Bertayreach. That's easier to do than from a ceiling that has an effort. That we have to say, Bulti Meshul Lil, Grab Lesser, that we're not concerned enough for the seal, enough for the whole thing, and therefore that's the question. So then, why don't we give it over to a non Jew? Next, says Master, beginning with the words of the Gemara, my time of is vin chamra. So, Taka, why don't we give them the wine if we don't have the concerns? Vishem Shaycha, Rashi gar Shaycha b'chaf. Shem dayayin nimshach v'yitzedach shem, because the wine it extends and it goes out through there, and that's where it gets gets that name. And that's a problem. We're going to have the touching over there. Ba'orch gar is shiva the vase. Hashem bars a katana. It's a small spigot. Shesoyzman leisim behu that they say with it. Kamei shuba the kashuda. We find this word in Sanedam Zayinu base. But nekam cotton. It's a small hole. Shoyzman ladech lecha yain derchsham. But that's where they smell the aroma of the wine through. The bekergan leishusil. And again, that would be the concern. And says Taisus, mekam mashma. From here it sounds like mikufas chabas levad that the seal of the barrel itself. Have a chesem echad is considered as one seal. But the comment from the fact that the Gemara says, "Vadafkam shem shayacha lemitzvin chamiyad devikachav." Shema mina to have a chesem echad, steam is a chabes, kameishi magufa betit. Just that it is sealed with clay, and that's already considered one seal because it has to have at least one seal. Chimash malam besugi. That's the sound like previous in the sugi. The ema made nav lamenav menav. The comment the Gemara says, "Agna apul medechavita shenika bechasima have a chesem techesem." If you have it sealed, and then you have something turned over on top of it, it's a seal within a seal. Mashma shrikul chod, just sealed, just like with clay itself. Have a chayzim echad, consider it already as one seal. And according to some shittas, that's enough. Now, Avad ben Yitzchak ben Yehuda, Sholach Rashi, he sent to Rashi, we're in Shubis Rashi, The davka l'chov yishalehem, that's specifically for their barrel, shalishal cheres, that was made out of earthenware, sagi b'cheisim echad, that's enough with one seal, shalpiachabah, that's on the opening of the barrel. Avachabah shalonu, but from our barrel, shim and sar, machabah, mazal zeh, which are from boards connected one to the other, avkish, cheisim echad, alpiachabah, even if there's one seal on the opening of the barrel, kamokam yishalach, still you have to be concerned, shim yitchabah, evkachabah, maybe the nudge is going to stick in chudish shalsakin, the blade of a knife, bin and sar, between the boards, oy bin yishalem, or between the bottoms, oy vil be'emtza, so even in, anasar asma, even in the middle of the board itself, lo yitayayan, derech shom, to take one out through there, the litchabah, kais neger, and ekabin, and to push the cup opposite the hole, and therefore we're concerned. That's what Rabbi Baruch says. Mira nira lari, but it appears to the Rishi. No, there's no difference between our barrels and their barrels. Because we don't find the Gemara being particular. Even for the one that's concerned for like for sealing it, so only concerned for the hole of the that's in the stopper of the barrel on the top. But for a hole in the walls of the barrel, that we're not concerned. But likely, maybe you cannot say that. That's only because the magufa that's the stopper they have was made out of clay. You can make a hole of a libishal charis, but not in the wall in those barrels that they have, which made them earthenware. It's not true. The magufa, I remember magufa shal charis, because even the stopper is told my stopper made out of earthenware. What's the reason? Because we're not concerned that the knowledge is going to go and ruin the walls of the barrel itself. So therefore, in our barrels, also says the it's also going to be permitted to send them wine as long as there's one seal on the opening of the barrel. Now, but says Tosis further. But specifically, if he goes back and he sees the marker as and he recognizes the seal, fine. Maybe sends his friend boy in the chesed b'de'eyu, and he's not going to subsequently see it himself. So chesed b'de'chesed, then you have to have a seal within the seal. However, if he sends his handwriting, and he tells him what how he sealed it, that's sufficient. Like when you recognize the seal, because the non-Jews are afraid of the writing. Similar to like when the guy himself goes back and sees and recognizes that it wasn't tampered with. That's what sounds like previously. Although we hold the Gemara as the Zaka that it's not with one seal, as we're being here in our sugya, but just love to recognize the seal. Because we had a contradiction with Shita's Rav, we can explain this previous Perkim Amidin over there in the Maschal Da'aman, the Flaman Alf. So there's something from the Brayis Diktoni that we learned in Perkim Amidin over there. Hashalech Yam Biat Kuti. Someone sends wine in the hand of a kuti, v'shaltzir v'shamuri is b'nav gechavim, or brine in the hand of a non-Jew. He said, "Imakar chaysamai b'sasamai muter." If you recognize his seal and his clothing, and his clothing, it's going to be permitted. B'mlam asin, if not, it's going to be forbidden. Ama, obviously, you see, b'inakar chaysam, you have to recognize this seal. So even though we hold that one seal is enough, but you have to recognize it. V'avgad Rabbein Tam Mokid Lola El, even though Rabbein Tam had previously explained that is actually going to Rabbanon, from the fact that he didn't say the case of wine by non-Jew, so that's dafka by kutik. Rashi like we had previously explained. Still, from the way the rabbanon hold regarding tzirimuyas nishma lebeliyazer begayin, which he's more lenient for wine that it's not with one chaysim, but at least you see you have to be makar the chaysim. Now, but tzirimuyas rabbanon ketani bach brisa. As we said regarding the fish brine, according to rabbanon, that brisa zaga b'chaysim mechad is not with one seal. But for lochi boy akars chaysim, you have to recognize the seal. Well, I didn't have a yain lebeliyazer. That yeah, he doesn't like Rabban that needs two, but we have to recognize the seal. Now the truth is, the truth is not like Rabban Tam. You could even say like the Brayz itself is actually going like Rabban Yezer, like you said according to Rashi. Look, Shemini Menes, we learn from there after Rabban Yezer, even according to Rabban Yezer, that's lenient and it's not with one chesed, but in that karz chesed, but you have to recognize the seal subsequently. The Gemara says over there, the Kamach, Bishmaid, Van Vak, the Gemara says, "Lo, you have not concerned for forgery. Mashma sounds like Lishna, the wording, the Lechashil, is you have a klal. We're not concerned for forgery at all. The Saga B'Chayis Mecha, that it's enough with one seal. I feel the B'Lechayis Makiri, even you don't go back and subsequently recognize it. The Vadli Torah Mizayev Klal. No, we're not concerned. You have to go and check afterwards. He's not going to go do such a forgery. Begam Minigo Eilamaya, Bishakavar, there was always the custom in the world, Lishloich Yain B'Chayis Mecha, to go send wine with one seal through a non-Jew, but even though according to Rav, for sure you have to recognize this. Look, Rashi, like we previously explained, Perikim, I mean, over there in the Masal Damar, Dimla came because if not, because Rav did Rav, you would have a contract with Rav over there, one saying that you do, one saying you don't. Because Malcolm, over the Kamalim, Bahakarav, We don't hold like this. Grand is halacha like Rab El Kimlon. Kistam the Tamuda the Shmaitin. We hold like the stam of the sugya. The good mishnah is like we explained, and that you don't have to have a karas achaisim. As the wording over here sounds like, Ubraisalel Nami, and the previous Brais also the Tzirim Murya Shabisi that I brought Yeshli Ashabi could resolve that also the law Esra Braisa that the Brais does not make it forbidden Afil Bloya Karas Chaisim, even not recognizing subsequently the seal. The other thing about Brais is either the Brais says a Makar Chaisam, if it's a summon Mutta, if you recognize the seal, it's going to be permitted. If Lav also, but if not, it's going to be forbidden. In the Ritz Limit does not mean to say Im Lav, Shahalach Yisrael, Rishon, like Kira the Asa that, oh, because the first Jew left and he's not there to recognize it's going to be forbidden. Lachakam, and no, what it means like this is like this. Im Lav of not meaning Shahalach Yisrael, it's something worse. He went to see it, Bolei Haven, they didn't understand true Kamesha, so that's like the way he made it. It's like it doesn't look exactly the way he made it. Oh, Shachach Hecha Samay, he forgot how he sealed it. Vini doesn't know Imu Kamesha Chasam Im Lav, he doesn't know is it exactly not. Then it's Azen forbidden. Bazi grew a Tvei, oh, that's worse, Mehilo Halach Klav, he didn't go at all the rest of the seed at all. Shadatu Shadayu, because now he sees the Vein Ma'avchid, he doesn't differentiate Imu Kamesha Asoy, if he made it or not. Yes, Shachach Hechas, that's a little bit of a proof, Shazayf HaBikachav, that the non-Jew fortune. Avadim Loi Halach, Vein Reyu Klal, I saw Rishin. But you're right. If the first Jew that made it, the one who sent it, did not go and see that all after he sealed it, as he continued to have Aleph, that the second Jew went and found it chasim sealed. You're right. But it would be permitted. Mish, like we explained, because not concerned at all initially to make the writing of the seal or lach so like here to have to go back and recognize gemashim lefi apshad. Like we said, it sounds like the simple understanding of a gemar. But mokum says however lemaitz and nochel achim like it is appropriate to be stringent initially. But after the fact, in Lahavta, one does not have to cause a loss. Because the Maisa, given the Kachesim, since there's a seal of a little like Sab, Umakira, even without writing and recognition, which is like we explained. Umi, however, in Noch, it's not appropriate, in Oisir Chesim Echad, if you don't have that one seal, Ma'isis, that it's from letters, Kiyim, Mimukufis Tid, it's only from like the seal of the clay, because the like we explained, the Maguvas Tit that the seal of the clay is considered as one seal. Then for sure it's not permitted to like sav or a car without a writing or recognition. Only if the second guy that it was being sent to, he had seen this wine, he had seen this once before the wine. Shaklin is knocker that he recognizes the vessel. Batuik is a kli, but Tviyazayinai recognizes the vessel with just eye recognition. Fine. But in the Makkah Mechaisim, even though he doesn't recognize the seal, because it wasn't sealed at that time, fine, that's okay. Because then look in, but that's not the case. Needle, Chashin, Lizyu, because although we're not concerned for fortune, but Kamokam and Ain Lonu, how do we know that it's actually the battle of Ain Shashok Lechavid that his friend sent him? Maybe the non Jew actually switched it for another barrel, Shayyubayayin, that there was wine in Mamagufa Batid that was sealed with clay. Shakam Chavish Yayin of Kachavim, Pomish Mamagufa Batid. Maybe sometimes they also seal their barrels with clay. So it says Tais also that, so that's fine. Also, Kamakin Tsokshia Nisim Lagamri also has to be totally sealed. Hanek of a cotton, the small hole, Shakoyer in the recall, Shoshpadil Balaz, Kadamata Tamuda, like the Gemara is saying over here, Mishum Sheikha, because of this little hole that they use to smell. Again, Avakshukhasim Baisias. But if it's sealed with letters, in Lach Shachal Zed, they don't have to be concerned for everything we wrote. The Vade Ha'isis Lo'asayin, because most definitely letters was not made Kim Yisrael only by a Jew. In other words, we don't have to be concerned what we previously said regarding maybe mixed up the barrels, if you're using the Chais Mechad of the clay. But one should not rely on the seal of clay. Rather, it's appropriate listen Piachavis to seal the opening of the barrel, or Hastima, and to put the leather that's sealing it, Kabu B'masmer, is sealed with nails, belicht of oisias, and to write letters chetzin al or half on the leather, chetzin al dufne karshe achabis, and the other half on the walls of the planks of the barrel. Ah, shemigbia b'kachav ma'or, because if the nazir is going to lift up the leather, lo yoda liyashvi kibetchil, he's not going to have to put it back exactly to make the letters match up. Velosus chishuk shikurin tarkula sabi yigulim, and to put this type of ornament. That's called tzarkla around the round parts. Where it connects to the walls of the barrel, and to attach it with nails. Because of the flax that's stuffed in over there around edges. We have to make sure that the non-Jew cannot take out siphon off wine through there. We'll take one after giving him the reason and to push the flax back into its first in its original place. So to the spigots, you have to be careful to cut them off and to put leather on there with nails. Or you put boards to cover all the bottoms of our barses and the spigots. And besignes their pesher ben baruch al chasima b'psak. And this is how ben baruch in this wording he explains regarding the sealing in the psak. However, it appears to calls the ena, but this only came like it's still only initially. But the evidence after the fact, saki b'chasimis piachavas labad. Like we said, it's enough just with sealing the opening of the barrel itself. That's enough. As chayzem echad given like hashem debir ben yitzchak ben yehuda, which is like we said in the beginning of taisis. The afbas starts in the areas, because the truth is, even just removing the bundle of flax, Yori who penis kakal chavis mekach, he's afraid that maybe he's going to ruin the barrel like this. But luchel is sakni kibetchil, he's not going to be able to fix it as it was. In the beginning, he's afraid he's going to get busted. Meo, however, in lesser comes the evidence, and even this, not going to say it's forbidden after the fact. But come on, come to Allah, make it to be Rabbi Baruch again. But again, it's good to be stringent, like the words of Rabbi Baruch. Hallelujah, nothing mipume, since this psak came out of his mouth. Lloyd, more of the picture, Rabbeinu Baruch explains, there's Torah, Sheishlach, Ksav, Machaisim, that you have to send a writing with a seal, Oishayachzer, Lereiso, you have to go back and subsequently see it. That's how he passes. Pesha, Ashbam, Shem Rashi, Ashbam explains, Zim Rashi, the Chomash, Ono, Oishim. Now, whatever we're saying is forbidden by Deer, Shehiflig, that when he lets him know he's going away, and it off, Kashiyashlach, it says only when you have to be concerned, Shem, Oibikachavim, Gone of Yayin, Venosin, Mayim, Tachas, Achazon, that maybe the non-Jew is going to steal some of the wine, put wine in place of what's missing. He's going to take the good one and put in bad one. But in the place you don't have to be concerned with such a thing. Welcome up in the other where people are passing by. Even if they're non-Jewish, the mitzvah of kachavim lignev. Even the non-Jew is afraid from other non-Jews to steal. Even though the Jew told him he's going away at a distance, mutz is going to be permitted. We're not concerned that he touched it. Since non-Jews in today's times. Meaning it's not about stealing, just touching it. Because non-Jews in today's times, they don't really do libations. That's what Rashbam explains. However, it seems that the Bach takes out the word zeh, the hainu davke b'chavis, that's specifically in barrels, or b'tardurim, or these tardurim type of jugs, in lam rak pesach cut in lamal, they only have a small opening on the top of a gigas, but these types of barrels of gigas, or kankan, or jugs, b'kais, or kap shiesh, b'yayin, that is wine, psachir, chava, and the opening is wide open. Kalu ligamem, then it's very easy to touch them. Regilis ligamem, derech masaz again. You know, it's very normal for them to touch it, like in the absent mind away. Then it wouldn't be okay, because even there in front of other people, you might distractedly touch it and make it prohibited.